Howdy, and welcome to Bob the Lector. I'm Bob. The purpose of this podcast is to inspire Catholic lectors to bring their proclamation of God's Word to life. This episode is for the December 21st Sunday Mass's first reading. It's the fourth Sunday of Advent, Year A. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz, saying, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the nether world, or high as the sky." But Ahaz answered, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." Then Isaiah said, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God? Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall name him Emmanuel." The word of the Lord. We're at the fourth Sunday of Advent. It's almost Christmas. We're closing Advent out with yet another reading from the prophet Isaiah. So let's get to it, shall we? I always start my own lecture practice with preparation, which is not the external proclamation, but the internal discernment of the message. What is God saying to us in this reading? What is the point of this reading? What is the meaning of this reading? Because if it doesn't mean anything to us, how can we as lectors make it mean anything to the congregation before us? Some historical background information might be helpful. Jerusalem is under siege, and God sends Isaiah to King Ahaz to encourage him and to say, "Don't worry, the Lord will protect you. This siege will come to nothing." God actually tells Ahaz to ask for a sign as proof of God's protection and dares him, "Don't ask for a little sign, but ask for something totally outrageous." And Ahaz, who's a total schmuck, declines God's offer. He doesn't have the intestinal fortitude to just say no, but instead hides behind fake humility. But Isaiah is undaunted and gives him a sign beyond imagination. And of course, this is the beautiful prophecy about Jesus' virgin birth, which we'll celebrate in just a few days. If you have time, take a look at chapter 16 of the second book of Kings. You'll learn more about Ahaz's character, or, truth be told, his total lack thereof. The guy sacrificed his own son to Baal. What lessons do you get from this reading? Now let's talk about practice and delivery. I think this reading calls for a conversational style, because that's exactly what it is. It's a conversation first between God and Ahaz, then between Isaiah and Ahaz. What's really interesting to me is we don't see exclamation points very often in our readings, but this one has four. One from the Lord, two from Ahaz, and one from Isaiah. So this is an animated conversation. Be sure to bring that out in your proclamation. This dialogue starts off with the Lord saying to Ahaz, "Ask for a sign from the Lord your God. Let it be deep as the nether world, or high as the sky." There's the first exclamation point, and it's coming from God. He's offering a sincere invitation for Ahaz to ask for a sign to prove that God has his back and will not let the city of Jerusalem fall. When you read the second and third lines, be careful with the words. Sometimes I tend to read things as I'd normally use them in my habit of speaking. I might be tempted to say, "Let it be as deep as the nether world, or as high as the sky." There's no "as" preceding deep or high. Thankfully, I'm not assigned to this reading, and hopefully you don't suffer from my affliction. There's some nice parallelism here with "deep as the nether world" and "high as the sky." Emphasize that, as well as the contrast between the words "deep" and "high." Accentuate them with the tone of your voice. But Ahaz answers, "I will not ask. I will not tempt the Lord." I don't know about you, but if God spoke to me with an exclamation point, I'd think he means business. But what does Ahaz do? He barks back at God with two exclamation points of his own. Yikes. Let's face it. Ahaz is a sanctimonious buffoon. God's telling him to ask for a sign, and he's like, "Oh no, I will not tempt the Lord." Play the role of Ahaz unflatteringly, and use a tone of voice that captures his false piety. Bring the man to life, and depict him as the sleazebag he is. Consider facial expressions to complement this segment. But remember, we're lectors, not actors, so don't cross that line. Then Isaiah responds, "Listen, O house of David, is it not enough for you to weary people? Must you also weary my God?" Your tone of voice here should evoke annoyance, maybe even anger. Maybe work a tremble into your voice if you can do so authentically, portraying Isaiah as trying to restrain his temper, but not fully succeeding. Then comes the beautiful prophecy of Jesus' coming. "Therefore, the Lord himself will give you this sign." So it's not a person doing this, it's God. "The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Say this slowly, with power and conviction, and with weight. Pause after conceive, after son, and before Emmanuel. Now, Emmanuel, as you probably know, means God with us. I come up with three ways to deliver this closing punchline, God with us. When I say punchline, I'm not joking. This is the line of the reading with punch. We're staring down Christmas, announcing Emmanuel, when God, the creator of the universe, will literally and physically be with us, yet in the confounding form of a helpless newborn baby. The first option is with a tone of voice evoking power and authority, delivered boldly, with a deeper tone of voice. "The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Smile, especially when you say Emmanuel. The second is soft, intimate, and tender. "The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Again, smile, especially when you say Emmanuel. Since you're using a softer delivery, make sure your mouth is close enough to the Ambo microphone so your listeners will be able to hear you. Here's the third. "The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall name him Emmanuel." Convert the last line from a declarative sentence to a question. "And shall name him?" Pause, creating suspense, making the congregation lean into the vacuum of that silence and ask themselves, "What's Mary going to name him?" During the pause, scan the pews from one side to the other with a big smile, as if you know the answer to your question, but they don't. Then declare, "Emmanuel." Consider adding a tremble to your voice, if you can do so authentically, to stress the mind-blowing reality of God becoming one of us. Please consider these different approaches and see what suits you and your delivery. Or maybe these suggestions will inspire a different style, even better and more authentic. Right around the corner from your reading is Matthew's Gospel, which references this very passage and the fulfillment of the prophecy of the Messiah's virgin birth. Well, that's all for now. Thanks for listening. My hope is these ideas will help you find your authentic voice, so your proclamation of God's word will transform your listeners, whether they're in pain and broken or just going through the motions. Because the good news deserves great delivery. Visit us on the web at bobthelector.org, and we'll see you at the Ambo.